The following is a special CJSF presentation. It interrupts regularly scheduled programming in this time slot.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bukola, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, high atop Burnaby Mountain. Now, if you're wondering, who is this person? I haven't heard this voice on this station before. You would be correct. So, my name is Bukola, and I'm a socially awkward university student from Vancouver who just so happens to write songs and post them on the internet. Over the past few years, I've been working on my sophomore EP, The Confessions of an Antisocial Butterfly, and I like to call it a retelling of the classic coming-of-age story. And I don't know, I think it's because a lot of like the movies, books, songs, and TV shows that deal with being in your early 20s are usually about falling in love or falling out of love. And if you're like me, your coming-of-age story has been a little different. So I grabbed my guitar, repurposed some journal entries into songs, and escaped to LA, where I created this record and rewrote the coming-of-age story from the perspective of the antisocial butterfly. So today, I thought I'd share the songs on the project with you guys and have some honest conversations about the coming-of-age experience. We'll talk about pursuing creative dreams as a child of immigrant parents, unrequited love, and what it feels like to see everyone figuring out their lives while you're still trying to decide what path you want to take, and so much more. Along the way, I'm also going to be introducing you to some of my favorite Black artists from Vancouver. After all, it is Black History Month, a time to celebrate the accomplishments and highlight stories from the Black diaspora. So, the first song I want to play for you guys today is called Antisocial Butterfly, and this is for all the introverts who are currently tuning in right now. Enjoy.
I could start a conversation, get in situations where I'm comfortable enough to tell you what I'm thinking or how I'm really feeling, but I'm so insecure. I wish I could go out to a party, be like everybody, let it loose and let the music take over my body, talk with those around me, but I'm so insecure. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly, go on me. I just learned how to fly. I've been falling and fighting, growing and hiding, but I'm still finding my way. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly. An antisocial butterfly. Yeah. An antisocial butterfly. I wish I could call him up and tell him that I'm free next weekend. Make yourself available and sink into the rhythms. Tell me how you're feeling, but I'm so insecure. Come and put your hands around my waist. You can swing by my place. Really wanna feel you. I've been thinking about you all day. These things I wish I could say, but I'm so insecure. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly. Go on me. I just learned how to fly. I've been falling and fighting, growing and hiding, but I'm still finding my way. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly. Yeah. An antisocial butterfly.
Awkward antisocial butterfly has always just made me wonder if life would be a little bit different if I were more outgoing and out there. Like, maybe I'd have more friends, or I'd be the president of a club at school, or like I would enjoy parties because I would know more people there, or would know how to like carry myself better at these events. I don't know. And like, right now, a lot of my time is spent reading coming-of-age novels. And you guys know the ones I'm talking about, where like the love interest looks like a young Idris Elba and rides a motorcycle, and the main character gets perfect grades, but there's never any mention of her studying or going to class. And there's so many plot holes that you're wondering how the pages of the book have not fallen out yet. And I love these books because I'm such a hopeless romantic, and I spend a lot of time daydreaming in my head, and that's what this next song is about. Okay, so after high school, I went and still go to a local university that's kind of known as a commuter school. So everyone takes the bus there and then takes the bus back home. And I didn't really think much of it until my second year, because while I was taking the bus to and from school and coming back home to my childhood bedroom, my friends were dorming and staying out late at campus parties and going on midnight grocery runs and just all the stuff one typically does in their early 20s. And it made me kind of step back and for the first time wonder if I was falling behind in life. Do you guys sometimes feel like that? like, I don't know if people listening right now go to school close to home or if you guys live on campus, but for me, because I don't live on campus, this feeling of being behind is just kind of multiplied over the years. And I don't know, living at home is great because you save money, and this economy is a whole other conversation. But so when I would go travel out to Toronto and LA for recording or songwriting sessions, that's when I felt like I was getting the quote unquote early 20s experience. Like, I could stay out if I wanted to. I could go whenever, wherever. I didn't have anyone to really answer to. And that was so thrilling. And that's where I had a taste of freedom. And that's what this next song is about.
To the window where the sun called my name, took my inhibitions, and watched them fly away. Called myself an Uber to that golden terrain. I just left Vancouver and my heart longs for change. No, I don't gotta listen to anyone but me. I'm free to do whatever, whenever I please. Cause I finally got a taste of freedom. Self-doubt and shame, don't need them. Listening to my own drum. Cause I finally my favorite song, singing by freedom, 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 freedom. I had cake for breakfast, and no one could tell me it was wrong. Made my own list for groceries, but had to call my mom. From when I was young, I learned to braid my own hair, cause the braiders charge too much. Oh, no, I don't gotta listen to anyone but me. I'm free to do whatever, whenever I please. Yeah, cause I finally got a taste of freedom. Self-doubt and shame, to know me, myself, and I. Out of your shadow, in my own light. There's a beauty to spending quality time without you by my side. And I feel just fine. Cause I finally got a taste of freedom. Self-doubt and shame, don't need them. Listening to my own drum. Cause I finally got a taste.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, and we just heard my new song, Taste of Freedom. Oh, it looks like we're getting a call from a very special guest. Let's see who it is.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette, calling in from Los Angeles, California, to request I'm Not From California from Confessions of an Antisocial Butterfly by Bukola. And please do Bukola.
Shout out to the Vancouver legend, Nardwar, for being so incredible and so sweet and for helping me out with this project. As he has requested, this is my song, I'm Not From California.
I wasn't looking for anyone at all.
Disclaimer, the song that you just heard was written in pure delusion. Like, this is back when I thought that if a guy tells you that he's not ready to date, it means he's gonna literally send you a message when he finally decides that he's ready. To be young and naive. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard liking someone who doesn't like you back. But honestly, getting songs out of the experience is the upside. Okay, so now I want to introduce you to an up-and-coming Vancouver musician named Hallelujah. I've known her for a few years now, and her growth and trajectory have been so beautiful to watch. She released her debut project earlier this year called Eternally Yours, and it is amazing. She's honestly one of the best lyricists that I've ever come across. Like, when you listen to her music, you need to also read the lyrics to fully appreciate just how incredible of an artist she is. One of my favorite songs from her project is a track called Pinball, which is so wholesome and is about young love. And without further ado, here's Pinball by Hallelujah.
Devoted like a rosary, I pray for no let go.
Okay, so the next artist I want to introduce you to is the literal definition of queen. Like, when she walks in the room, the energy shifts in the best way. It's like, you know, a superstar has just arrived. Her name is Missy D, and she's a bilingual artist / MC who is currently based in Vancouver, but has roots in a few different countries in Africa. Listening to her music makes me wish I was way better at French, because when she raps and sings in Francais, it sounds so good. Ugh, you just have to hear it to know what I'm talking about. This is her song, Tasse de Pas.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, on y va, 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise, 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10, c'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite, 1, 2, 3, on y va, 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise, 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10, c'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite, bonjour, je me présente, je m'appelle le diable, Missy D, les étonne, la petite francophone, retourne au commencement, elle le fait franchement, en français pour la famille et pour maman, fanatique de rom-com, soul, baby love son, poétique, elle s'abonne, on glisse sur les mélodies, je sors ma bulle, aujourd'hui, effet pandémie ou nostalgie, je suis prête à vos marques, à pas, 1, 2, 3, on y va, 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise, 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10, c'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite, like, ooh, let me drop some French and some English too, I know you ready to say, comment allez-vous? Playing with the rhythm and falling with the groove. Hey, bah, c'est ma love en français, c'est le grand amour. À la folie, à la passion, de jour au jour, chaque moment, le son m'attrape et m'emporte, me signe et me raconte. Il était une fois ou autrefois. Ce que t'entends, c'est ma mémoire, le début de mon histoire. Oh, hey, c'est d'une antibale nature, old school aventure. C'est le rythme qui te fait hocher, un triple, triple, triple français. Style olympique sur scène aussi rapide que scène. Beauté, je danse sur cette mélodie. Saute comme le fait Gabi, Serena, Naomi. Match point poétique du 5e as en 2022. Vous êtes bien témoin, je suis de retour à 1. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. 1, 2, 3, on y va, 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bis, 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10, c'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et chante avec moi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, le retour à 1, le retour à 1, le retour à 1, écoute, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, le retour à 1, casse des pas, le retour à 1, it goes 1, 2, 3, yeah, 4, 5, 6, baby, 7, 8, 9, 8, 10, baby, 1, 2, 3, on y va, 4, 5, 6, baby, on a du beat, 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10, c'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite, 1, 2, 3, on y va, 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du pisse, 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10, c'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite, Diane, le retour à 1, casse départ.
If you're just tuning in, hello, my name is Bukola. This is a special one-off segment called The Confessions of an Antisocial Butterfly, where I'm sharing some of the songs off my new project and talking to you guys about different coming-of-age insecurities and stories. Along the way, I'm also introducing you to some of my favorite Black artists from Vancouver. So I feel like relationships are a staple in the coming-of-age journey. Like, if you don't have a relationship in middle school or high school, you usually end up in one when you get to university. But for me, it hasn't happened yet, and I've always felt super insecure about it. I remember when my friends and I went out for dinner last year to catch up because we hadn't seen each other in a minute. Everyone went around the table talking about their situationships, exes, summer flings, whatnot. And I just sat there feeling so embarrassed because I had nothing to contribute to the conversation. And what made it worse was that no one was like, oh, Bukola, so like, what do you like want to share? Because it was like there was this silent understanding that everyone knew that, yeah, I just hadn't had the experience yet. When you tell people that you haven't been in a relationship before, they always say, oh, and, you know, focus on loving yourself. And I don't know about you guys, but these well-meaning pieces of advice have always rubbed me the wrong way. Like, you know, I do love myself. You know, wanting to be in a relationship with someone isn't because I don't like who I am. It's literally because it's an experience that I've never had before and would love to have it. And I feel like that advice just kind of implies that if you want to be in a relationship, you must not love yourself, which is not true. So having this song on the EP was super important to me because I wanted to be honest about my lack of experience. And I know there's people listening to this right now who are in the same boat, who feel like they're on the sidelines watching everyone experience this one thing that they've only dreamed about. And what I want to say to you right now is that your feelings are valid. It does suck not knowing what it feels like to hold hands with someone while you walk in the park, or what it's like to snuggle next to someone while watching a movie. But hopefully you get to experience all of your heart's desires soon. But until then, keep your head up and don't let the thought of it get you down. It'll happen. I don't know when, but I know that it will.
Sometimes I look in the mirror and think something must be wrong. 'Cause I can drive all alone. I got a space of my own, but still can't find someone. And it feels like no one past 17 knows what I'm talking about. 'Cause when they try giving advice, it never seems to work out. You tell me be patient, love takes time. How you just wanna be laying up underneath all of the stars, snuggled in somebody's love and